With arms high and heart abandoned in awe of the one who gave it all, I'll stand. My soul, Lord, to you surrendered, all I am is yours. I'll stand with arms high and heart abandoned in awe of the one who gave it all. I'll stand, my soul, Lord, to you surrendered, all I am is yours.
fire there in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God.
God, we give that much more as a song and prayer today, God, to you. Set a fire down in our soul as the disciples after you, the resurrected Christ, walk with them on the road to Emmaus. And you talk to them from Moses through the prophets how the Son of Man must be crucified, died, and risen again. And when you parted from them, they said, did our hearts not burn when he was speaking to us? God, I pray today our hearts are going to burn. Set us on fire for Jesus Christ in this nation, dear God. This prayer is not for just this church, but for the entire church across the globe. Set us on fire, dear God. As the enemy tries to come in like a flood, my God will raise up a standard. God, set a fire. Set your church on fire. May our hearts burn as you speak to us. Set a fire down in our soul that we can't contain, we can't control. God, we want, we need more of you. We need more of you, Lord. Jesus, set a fire in my soul. I can't contain, I can't control. I want more of you. I want more of you.
Set a fire down in my soul. That I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God.
Praise Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Is he good? Is he good? Praise Jesus. God, you are so good. We sing it to you.
Your goodness never stops. Your mercy.
The skies lay low have that assurance that no matter what, He's got you. He's with you. Do you really know that?
Yes.
Because if fear is creeping in, if offense is creeping in, if anger is creeping in, there's some part of us that's still not yielded to the Holy Ghost. If we're trying to control things and control people, if we're doubting, scrambling, there's an area of our life that is yet to be surrendered to God. For a season now, we have been positioning committing to live holy lives. We have been positioning to walk in the authority that Jesus Christ died on the cross to give us, to take dominion over the earth, to rule and to reign as the ecclesia, to rule and to reign as the people of God. We are not subject to spirits. We are to take authority over them. We are to surrender our lives to God and to the Holy Spirit, and to walk in obedience, complete obedience. We're in a fantastic season. A season where a definitive line is being drawn. A choice is required right now. A choice is required by the people of God. It's not church as usual. It's not life as usual. There's something that's being required of us, and God has been preparing and building us up over the last several years. He has been putting His finger on idolatry, not only in the church, but in our personal lives. He desires a holy bride. Do you know that? He desires a holy bride. He doesn't desire us to just come to church and go home and live our life like we haven't been there on Sunday. God, I thank You, Lord, for Your mercy. God, I thank You for Your mercy on a sleeping church. And I mean the church of the world. God, I thank You for Your goodness. And I thank You, God, that when we ask for Your mercy, mercy isn't always fluffy. Not getting what you deserve is not always fluffy. And yet I thank You for Your mercy anyway. And God, I ask for Your mercy on this nation right now. I ask, God, for Your mercy. God, we ask right now that Your hand be upon our president. Your protective hand in the name of Jesus. And together, God, we agree that every spirit of assassination is canceled in Jesus' name. We trample it underfoot. We put our foot on the neck of the spirit of assassination in Jesus' name. And I declare and decree that it will not succeed. the dark agenda of worshiping Satan will not prevail. In Jesus' name. And God, we actively take a stand on that in this little church. This demonic agenda will not prevail in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord, for exposing sin in the church. And I pray, God, that you continue to overflow the hiding place with the Spirit of God. That you clean up the bride. That you expose every dark thing that's going on in the pulpits.
Yes.
Even here, whatever's going on,
yes.
Expose it. Don't take that as I just said something is. I'm saying that nobody's exempt. And I pray, God, that you bring it to the forefront, God. And I pray for repentance. Not to just run away, but to repent. I pray that you teach the church to deal with the garbage. That you teach the church to love like a family. To restore and rebuild that which was broken. God, I pray that you strengthen the backbone of the house of God. Strengthen the backbone, God, of the people, of the bride of Christ. God, prepare us to minister. As we are ministering, I pray that you prepare us to minister, to be the carriers of hope, to be the carriers of the Spirit of God, to release that to those that are in despair, to those that are doubting, to those that don't know the truth. To be ready to give an account for the hope that is within us. To come out of the cave, to get our heads out of the sand and start to speak. Start to speak hope and start to speak truth. I've been saying and saying and saying, you got to find your voice. I'm not kidding. Do you know that 2020 is the year of the voice? In the Hebrew calendar, 5790, I think it is. Is that what year it is? Forgive me if it's wrong, but it's still, the concept is still right. It's the year of the voice. Finding your voice and speaking the word of God and speaking truth, speaking love and being that person. God, I thank you. I thank you for the little blonde that works at Blue Lion. I think of her this morning. And how she's a mama to the young people that work there at Blue Lion. She has spoken truth to these people. And they're all different color. Let's just put it that way. And she's brought truth to these young people. I don't even know if she believes, but she speaks like she does. She has the concepts of truth, and she is impacting her sphere of influence for the good. And God, I pray in the name of Jesus that every person in this house would open their mouth in the workplace, wherever they are. Step across boundaries of being hushed. Do we know that that's what Jezebel was trying to do to Elijah? She knew that if he continued to walk in his call and what he was called to do, how many of you know that she knew that she was done for? That spirit that was behind her knew full well that it has to take a knee to the living God. Are we willing to stand in places that we're not popular? Are we willing? Are we willing to lay down all of the stuff in our life that just complicates it? And get down to the Father's business? That's what we're to be about. I have the Word of God on that. That we're not to worry about things. And take authority and walk in the Spirit. And whatever that requires, we can know that it is good. Amen. We can know that it is good. It's a great time to be alive. It's a great time to be alive. It's a great time to be in the presence of God. It's a great time to let the fire fall down. To let the fire fall down on our hearts. Because if the fire falls down, guess what? The sin in your life is going to be uncomfortable. The lack of commitment in your life, you're going to get uncomfortable when the Spirit of God gets in your space. We're in serious times, and to me, it's an exciting time. I am excited about the times we're in. This is a great day for the church to shine. It's a great day for the people of God to shine in the Holy Ghost. It is good news. Like I said, when we pray for mercy, sometimes mercy ain't pretty. Because when God comes to bring judgment on that which is evil, hold on. Hold on. Brace yourself. Prepare yourself. These are great times to be alive. This house is on the Lord's side.
Amen.
We're not Republican or Democrat. It makes no difference to me. I could care less. I didn't grow up in a house that was a staunch Democrat just because my dad was and my grandfather was. Please. Same with Republican. It just shouldn't make any difference to us. And if it does, just because, then repent. It's that simple. And allow God to speak to your heart about what's right in these days. Because the Spirit of truth is ready to witness. The Spirit of truth is always ready to witness. We don't set our life in Christ aside because this person of truth is in us all the time. You can't set it aside. It's who you are. I can't set aside the family that I've been born into. I can't set aside the family we've been born into in Christ. It's who we are. You can never set it aside. I hope this makes sense. Because God is calling us higher. He's calling us deeper. And He's ready to endow you with power. It's time to get serious with that. And those of you that are serious, I just pray even deeper revelation of His love. Even deeper revelation of His power. Even deeper revelation of things that are to come. God, I pray that as the word comes this morning, God, that just walls come down. Lying spirits, I just shut their mouth right now in Jesus' name. Spirits of deception, take a knee in the name of Jesus. Offenses, anger, rage, fear, worry, anxiety, take a knee to the Spirit of God. Slumbering spirit, complacency, take a knee to the Spirit of God. And Lord, I pray your mercy. I pray your mercy on the houses of God and the slumbering church. And I declare and decree that she shall awaken. The church shall awaken in Jesus' name. It's no coincidence that fire appeared above their heads. When the Holy Ghost came, it's fire, it's passion, it's fire, it's power, it's purifying. The Holy Spirit didn't manifest in a lounger. We didn't have couches above our heads. We had fire above our heads. And right now in Jesus' name, I break off every distracting spirit of infirmity in Jesus' name that is distracting and pulling down the saints with sicknesses with no explanation. In the name of Jesus, I command every spirit of infirmity to get out of this house. And if you're in agreement with that, raise your hand. If you got stuff going on in your body, in Jesus' name, I take authority over your body. In Jesus' name, in the power of the Holy Ghost, and I speak alignment with heaven. I speak healing into every cell, every joint, every organ. Everything in Jesus' name I call into alignment, and I pray the protective hand of God over this house. I pray in Jesus' name that no COVID-19 is going to touch any person in this house. In Jesus' name. Jesus, have mercy. I pray, God, your hand, I apply the blood of Christ to those responsible for that virus. And I pray your divine intervention, God, in that area to bring justice to those individuals in Jesus' name. God, I pray that you put a fire in our hearts to pray prayers of authority. Pray, God, that we can't contain it. I pray, God, that you lull us into your presence, God. I pray that there's even a sorrow when we don't show up. I don't know if that happens to you, but it happens to me when I didn't listen to that lulling into his presence, and I actually feel sorrow. Bless your word, and I declare and decree that this is a house of truth. This is a house that will not compromise the word of God. This is a house that will love the people you have created, whether they're here or out there. And I pray God for a baptism of love in this house, to see other people like you do, to see past the sin, to see past the garbage, to see past the hair color and the tattoos, and to see the amazing, wonderful person that you have made that individual to be. God, I declare that this will be a house that ministers to those people. God, we love you this morning. We invite you in. Just can you say that? God, we invite you. I invite you in. God, we love you. We just want your presence. We want the fire of your truth. We want the fire of your word. We want the fire of your witness. The anointing of the witness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. You guys can be seated. Mark chapter 4, 35 through 41. Mark chapter 4, 35 through 41. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Good. Three of you are okay. Praise Jesus. On the same day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was. And other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, "Who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him?"